As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Time for Lisa Ridge. She joins us. She's in charge of the county's highway department. I bet you just love to hear freezing conditions. That helps you guys out tremendously, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh.
No, it doesn't, because that's what we don't like is freeze and thaw. That's what causes potholes.
And potholes, I bet if you get, let's just be hypothetical here for a second. If you get 10 emails a week this time of year from concerned citizens, how many of them have the word pothole in them?
You're saying 10 a week. Try about probably 10 on the hour. This time of year, that's our number one request is potholes, so... When it freezes and then it thaws and we get rain, that's what makes the cracks expand, and that's what makes the potholes bigger. So we don't like this freeze and thaw just as much as anybody else.
Well, and the other point of this that we wanted to have you on today is explain how the process works so people who are frustrated at least can understand how this does happen. Because when April is below normal temperatures, and we talk about this freeze and thaw, you don't get more money because the weather's bad.
Absolutely not. And when you talk about gas prices that go up, that's where our money comes from for the roadway improvements. We get no property tax. I think I hear that a lot. I'm just not going to pay my property tax, or that we take care of people on a certain part of the county because they pay more property taxes. We don't get any property taxes. We get gasoline tax, and when the gasoline prices go up and people stop driving as much, that's what hurts us, and our funding goes down.
You have the perfect storm of terrible right now. You have terrible weather and terrible gas prices. So you're about as handcuffed as you can be.
Exactly. Yes. And we try to do our best to come up with good paving projects and a program. Of course, it depends also, that can change on how the weather did for the winter. And some roads get in worse condition than they were the previous year, and they have to have immediate attention. So that can change our whole dynamics of the direction that we had anticipated going on for our upcoming paving season. We're required to do an asset management plan according to state statute and with NDOT. So we have to submit that, and every single road in the county has a grading between 1 and 10, and that's the condition of the road. We look at that. We investigate the road, and depending on where that road falls determines whether we might chip and seal and do preventive maintenance to that road or if we need to put it into our paving program. So that's kind of how we prioritize. And again, weather can change that depending on what that road took, what kind of conditions that road took during the winter months. We wish we had so much more money to pave. We wish we had, we could pave year round, and we just can't do that in Indiana for sure.
Well, and the other thing that's interesting is that's the other point of it. People that aren't from here, that obviously our town and our community and our county is growing, and you meet new people all the time. And they're, hey, why aren't you doing this? Why can't we pave year-round? I know the answer why, but not everybody listening does, Lisa Ridge. Tell us why we can't do it all year-round.
Well, for a big reason is that pavement plants, the bituminous plants, they close down. They close in the middle of December. They open up typically around the end of March, 1st of April. They have to have shutdown time, too, to be able to repair equipment. And you can't lay asphalt in the snow. You can't lay it in freezing temperatures. So it's weather-related on what you can do. That's why a lot of our projects, if we put it out in our notices for closings, it's always weather permitted on whether or not we're going to be able to pave that road or not throughout the summer, because it's just going to depend on, you don't want to pave a road in the rain.
And you can't. That's the other thing that goes along with that.
You can't.
How many miles of county roads do you have to assess and then put into your whether we're going to be on our hit list or not hit list each season? That's a pretty big number, isn't it?
725 miles of road. and we have a crew of about 40. And you have to take into consideration people take vacations or they have illnesses. So we don't always have that full 40 crew. And then you have to take into consideration we also have to have mowers out. So that'll take 6 to 8 of our employees with 4 mowers throughout the county. So we've started to bid some of our paving out, and that helps us to prepare a road because we like to go out and ditch the road to improve the drainage along the shoulders and replace any pipes that need replaced and then come in and pave it. We didn't always do that as a process, and that is our process now. We don't want to come back and or pave a great road and then one of our other crews come in and replace a pipe. So it takes time for prepping the road, and then it takes time and labor to get the road done.
Lisa Ridge is our guest this afternoon. She's in charge of the Monroe County Highway Department. And we hear highways, you think, well, it's just the – no, it's not. It's every roadway in the county. And we haven't even got to bridges yet, Lisa. So when we try to get everybody's roads paved, you talk about assessing them and putting them in the system. There's no other – people always, as you mentioned, they think there's some nefarious way of being how these get chosen. If you feel your area has been overlooked, can they call you? How does that work to make sure that they've been evaluated?
We will go investigate any road that somebody calls in on. And we hear a lot, you know, my road hasn't been touched in 25 years. It hasn't been paved. And we understand that. We also have to take into account the condition of the roadways, the traffic counts on those roadways. If there's a safety concern with the roadways. So there's a lot of other factors when we go into that grading of how we assess that road. Many don't like our answer. We won't give you a date of when we'll pave a road or where you fall on a list, but we do keep all the requests and we do investigate them. And we just stretch our dollars as much as we can. We apply for community crossing grant, program awards or that program every 6 months. Luckily, Monroe County has been awarded what we've submitted about every 6 months. And actually, the last call was in January. We expect to hear the results of those awards this week. And we have just set ourselves up, not submitting any bridge projects for that anymore, just paving projects to help with our paving program. But we still have to provide the 50-50 match for that.
50-50 is way better than 100-0, though. It sure sounds
absolutely
like it.
Absolutely.
Now, when we talk about paving roads and we talk about on that priorities list, does the patching work the same way, or is it all under one kind of word? I know some roads just need a little bit of here and here as opposed to the entire thing paved over. Am I talking about apples and oranges here, or are we talking about apples and apples? Yet.
No, you're correct. A road just might need a little bit of patching, and we also have what we call paver patching. When we get the paver out, it might be a little bit more than just a pothole or a few cracks in that road, and we might address that with a bigger paver patch. But patching, we put every single request that comes in through our department, whether it be through our website or a phone call or an email. We put that into our system. We investigate every single patching request, and we try and get to that patching request within a day, 2 days at the latest, if it's at all possible.
So that's how the system works, folks. Just be patient, and we hope the weather, when it turns, we'll get the Monroe County Highway out there doing plenty of that. But that's not your only – you have to keep culverts clean. You have to keep your bridges up to date as well. You sure 40 people is only enough to do this? How many? You have more than that, I would hope.
No, that's about 40 crew.
Oh my goodness!
Our department is about 55, and that's admin staff and crews and management. But yes, we maintain over 154 bridges and 3,300 culverts, 8,000 signs. So we do the best we can. We have great people that work for us, and we just all pitch in together. We have a bridge crew and a stormwater crew, and then we have our highway crew. So we have plenty of people to stay busy, and we have plenty to do out there to keep us busy.
Amen. And we saw last week some unpleasant weather that moved through the area, more in the southern part of the county. Did that keep your crews busy late last week?
Actually, we were very fortunate. We were prepared to we prepare our equipment, our grade all and such, to be ready for the call-ins for trees. And we only had 3 trees down during that storm. So it was very surprising to us that we didn't have more crews out.
Well, knock on wood, yeah, let's get, it doesn't hurt to get lucky every once in a while. We can't, as you mentioned, you were prepared for it. We can't base the plan on luck, but it's nice when the plan does come together and you don't have to get everybody out there and going. Well, Mother Nature is undefeated. We know that. We work for her, and she doesn't make reservations. So we just have to stay flexible. We just have to stay on her toes. But we know with the severe weather season that's coming around, that's just another – and that's why I wanted to have you on today. People just think you just take care of the roads and do that. No, you have 100 other things to do as well. And it's Lisa Ridge is our guest. And when you're not doing all that, then you've got a big project that everybody wants to know back behind – what is that? Jonathan Drive and Kohl's and Lowe's and Profile Parkway. We're going to connect everything back there, it sounds like.
Yeah, actually Profile Parkway to Gates Drive is open, and then we also are under right-of-way acquisition to connect Profile Parkway and Gates Drive there at the existing roundabout and go north to connect to Sunrise Greetings Court. So again, it's completely designed. We are under right-of-way acquisition, and we hope to go to letting this fall and construction in the spring.
And how long do you think that project would take, Lisa, if everything went, Mother Nature went perfect for it? Well, we know that's not going to happen. Give me your best guess on how that's going to work out.
18 to 24 months.
Gotcha. Do you have train track issues over there, or?
We will build a bridge over the track.
Oh, my. So that's another large project.
Yeah, once you throw a bridge in there, it's very expensive. Also back behind there, I think people are aware that we have the new Dogbone Roundabout that's under construction at Curry, Woodyard, and Smith Pike. That's to help, that was addressed more of a safety concern. We had some crash locations there at those two offset intersections, and then also a lot of congestion. So that hopefully will be done come this November.
Excellent. So that will help alleviate some of the stress on that side of town, whether the stress is just turning left or turning right or just the flow of the traffic. It's amazing how both of those. For those folks who said, now what's a dog bone roundabout? I can envision the dog bone in my head. Can you tell me how it works?
That's exactly how it is going to look, as if you could vision that dog bone. Just because those intersections are only a couple hundred feet offset from each other, we didn't have enough room to build 2 complete roundabouts, so we did that connectivity kind of in a dog bone kind of visual.
I like it. Yeah, because your budget's not infinite. You just can't buy up land acquisition when you need to, and you can't just build projects because they would look nicer. Sometimes you have to be creative, and that's the fun part.
Yeah, and that project is in a TIF project, and it's also federally funded, so it's an 80-20. So we ended up, NDOT is funding that project 80%. So we were thrilled that they stepped up and actually programmed more money when that project went to bid.
And speaking of NDOT, everything with Interstate I-69 through Monroe County is done, completed, dotted I's, crossed T's, period, end of sentence?
It is. We are finishing up. We worked with NDOT when we took over they transferred our roads back to us. They also, there's 6 bridges that go over the interstate that technically would fall under the jurisdiction of NDOT, but they ended up working out a deal with Monroe County, and we are actually, they helped fund a new brine system that is actually under construction at our highway garage facility. And this is a saltwater mixture that we'll be using on those bridges and then on county roads, hills and that sort. And it'll be a great new addition for next winter for Monroe County.
Well, I hope you never have to use it. I hope it sits. I hope it sits in there, and you never have to bring it out. At all. All right. Besides the dog bones and everything happening on the west side, any other major projects we need to keep our eyes and ears open for as we get into late spring, better weather, paving, and construction season?
Sample Road. East from Bottom Road to I-69, and then from I-69 to Old State Road 37 North, that will be under construction for 2022. It's our goal to have it done by the end of the year, but we are experiencing some utility delays in that on that project. But it will be under full construction this summer. So I would watch for that one especially. That will be a big project going on. But that's probably one of the biggest. Hunters Creek Road is under construction, but we anticipate paving in May on that, and that will be done. That'll be one of our bigger projects that will be done this summer.
Yeah, and the utilities, that's not your crew. You have to wait for somebody else to move those, right?
We have to wait for all of those utilities to
plural
move
utilities, right?
Yes. It really can hurt a project.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's why we had you on today, Lisa, just to try to make heads and tails of this as we get into this season. And people hate hate not knowing why. So if we can let them know, hopefully it makes your email inbox a little bit less heavy each week, and we can just let you guys and your crew keep on working to make Monroe County a better place. I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later in the summer to see how progress is going.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me.